our first reading today, we get this small part of the story of King David. This very small part where he is being accused of crimes by God and made to stand account for those sins against God and against his people. And if we know the story of King David, these last part of his life, this part we're talking about, we know the missteps that he took. But we get to the question of, why did he take these missteps? And so we can look at who King David was. He was given the kingship over God's holy people to lead them, to guide them, to bless them. And one of his duties of a king, of course, is to lead his army. And if we know the story of David, we know that this whole set of sins, this whole set of mistakes, this whole set of things that David does wrong begins with him not doing what he's supposed to be doing. He has sent his army out to battle, and he is supposed to be with them. And yet he chooses not to do what he's supposed to be doing. And in that first choice, all the other bad choices begin to follow. All those sins begin to follow until we get to those big sins, the big sin of murder, trying to cover up the murder, and ultimately having to stand before God and account for his sins, his bad choices that began with not doing what he was supposed to be doing. And it's been my experience in life from the time I was a little boy until now that usually I get into trouble when I don't do what I'm supposed to be doing, when I'm supposed to be doing it, how I'm supposed to be doing it, and with whom I'm supposed to be doing it. That's usually when we find ourselves making those bad choices, those sinful choices. And that is God's call to us today. How can I be attentive to what God is calling me to do today, at this place, at this time, in this church, with these people, right now, in this moment? How do I guard against that laxity, that laziness, that inattentiveness that often causes me to turn away from what I'm supposed to be doing now and looking for other things to do that maybe not are terrible, but are not what God desires of us in service of one another? How am I called to understand that? How am I called to hear God speaking to me right now? How am I called to discern that message right now? How am I called to be present with God right now in my call to discipleship, my call to be united with God in all things, in all places? And one example, of course, is we can use what we just heard, these readings, right? The great temptation that I have, right? So when this Mass is over and when I change into my pajamas and I'm getting ready for bed, I will open up my Roman Missal and I will look at the readings for next Sunday to start to hear them and prepare them. So the example might be last Sunday, I opened them up and I got here and I'm going like, and I get to the first couple lines of our first reading. And honestly, this is what I said to myself. Oh, I know this one. Let's see what the gospel says. And before I got through the first few lines of the gospel, that same temptation hit me. Oh, I know this one. I know how it ends. Right? So why should I take time listening carefully to the Word of God in my heart? And we are called to take time because we hear anew and with new words and new voices the Word of God constantly in our lives, in our relationships, in how we live our lives as children of God. That attentiveness to one another, to being with and hearing the Word of God spoken around us, shared around us, given to us in our lives, calls us to be attentive to that Word, where we listen with new ears, seeking to discover how God is calling me right now, at this moment, to serve Him in all that we say, in all that we do. Because that's a challenge that Jesus gives to the Pharisee Simon tonight. He challenges him to see with different eyes, to hear the Word of God differently, to understand how he is called to be that instrument of God's grace now, in this place, at this time. Because Simon has grown inattentive to the Word of God. He's dropped the basic courtesies, we know, of welcoming someone into his house. You know, maybe he said, you know, Jesus is this kind of radical guy, so I don't have to do the normal things that I would normally do for a really good guest, so I'll just let it slide this time. How many times do we do this with our friends, with our husband or wife, with our children, with our parents, with our brothers and sisters, with those around us? Oh, I know them pretty well. They're not going to appreciate hearing this or listening to this. Or it might be, oh, here Dad goes again with that story, with the same advice he's given me 50 million times. And yet, if we hear it anew, it might be this time, in this place, now that God is calling us to be attentive to the voice of love, the voice of blessing, the voice of truth in our lives. Because when the woman enters the house, what does Simon see? Does he see a daughter of God seeking mercy, seeking healing, seeking blessing, seeking to become one united in the community once more? No. You hear what he says. If he knew what type, if he only knew she is a sinful woman, he wouldn't even let her touch him. Because Simon doesn't see the person, he sees the thing, the object, the sin. He doesn't see that beautiful creation of God, that son or daughter coming forward seeking unity, seeking love, seeking peace, healing. He sees an object to be pushed away because it makes his life a little harder, a little more inconvenient. And he has to be attentive to the Word of God. But he's already got that figured out in his mind, so he doesn't have to listen. But in the middle of the story, Jesus says to him, Simon, do you see this woman? Challenging Simon to look again, as God challenges us again and again and again to open our eyes to a world of mercy, a world of love, a world of blessing, that we are called to go into and share and receive and give and be among a world that needs that mercy, that love, that blessing because of the hurt, the sin, the violence, the hatred, the injustice, whatever it is that causes the wound within our hearts, the wound that God wishes to touch and wishes to heal. Where we come again and again and again to this place to have our hearts broken anew so that we may place them on the altar of the Lord. So we may place them on the altar of the Lord and kiss and weep and receive the very person of Jesus within our lives as we hear his words and receive him in the sacrament of love. And so today we are reminded of that. How is God calling us now? How are we called to hear the Word of God now? How are we called to respond to that Word now? Seeing our brothers and sisters with the eyes of love, the eyes of mercy, the eyes of hopefulness, receiving that grace of healing within our own lives as our brothers and sisters reach out to us now in this place at this time. How are we called now to receive God's word in our hearts and to go forth as Jesus sent the woman in peace, as we are sent forth in peace, to love and to serve the Lord through one another, to give glory to God now, at this place, at this time, sharing the good news, sharing the blessing of God with each other and with each person that we meet now, at this time, and in this place.